Mr. Chair.
Don Lawrence.
No, go ahead, Jan Goodman.
Okay, so I have talked with Lawrence about this an amended motion, which is totally in agreement with the goals of the motion itself, which I think is excellent on many fronts. And the amendment that I have, which I've sent to everyone, and the proposed changes are underlined, start out with really an introduction, and the whole purpose of the amendments is to make this more of a collective effort instead of what we often do is just send down orders to the IED and the GMs, like do this, do that, without getting feedback and without being making it a joint project. So I added just an introductory paragraph that says it's the intention of the PNB to create a COVID task force. This COVID task force will include the IED and its general and Pacifica's general managers, as well as other members of Pacifica. This task force will work as a collective to carry out the goals as set out below. And there's a number of, well, the first, under plan, it changes it from that the task force members will oversee.
You need to go to goals first.
The goals are 100% the same, unchanged.
Okay, plan, so that's something that was on the line. All right.
The plan, the first thing, the first paragraph is changed from saying establish and authorize the task force members to oversee and implement this project to changing it to say to establish and authorize a task force of Pacifica members who work with and in conjunction with the executive director, the general managers, and the Pacifica National Board with the goals stated above. So to make it clear that we're not just telling them what to do, we're, you know, going to work with them to do it. And a similar thing to say...
Dan, was this submitting in writing?
It was. It's everybody. I submitted it to everybody.
Yes, it was submitted in writing, and we did have a conversation about it. Thank you, Jack.
Yes,
go ahead.
Melina to the staff.
And this is Lydia to the staff.
Okay, Jan, yeah,
and
could you
the, and,
up,
then the, and then the most significant are, you know, then carrying out this idea of doing this with, you know, not just telling somebody what to do, is under mechanism, there's, I'll just read it, it's not very long. Solicit input from the IED and the GMs regarding additional ideas and plans with the GMs might have to improve this project. Solicit input regarding the challenges posed by this proposal and problems they foresee in carrying out these proposals, including conflicting priorities and lack of time and staffing. Soliciting input regarding what can the PNB and or LSB members and other volunteers, especially volunteers with specialized technical skills and knowledge, do to assist in carrying out the goals of this task force, and finally, ideas about how to prioritize the placement of the COVID programming and how to adjust programming scheduling and dealing with those host programs which may be displaced, because those are always, you know, perennially our problems. Okay. And then all the rest of it is the same.
Yeah. We are way over time.
The substitute amendment. And I believe that I have the approval of Lawrence, who made this motion in the first place.
Okay, thank you. I recover the time. I recover the floor.
Good. Okay.
Mr. Reyes, you do not have a problem with this elaborate, which I don't have in front of me, but I'm asking you that this is something that you two of you have agreed upon, so it seems to be a merge motion, or is this an amendment to your motion?
Chair, we had a conversation, And I'd like to hear from Paulina and Ron, who are on the committee. The other members are not directors, so the directors that were on the committee, I'd like to definitely hear what they think about that.
And this is Lydia also. I'd like to say something.
Okay, y'all, we're really, really way over time. So let's hear from you briefly. I believe he indicated Paulina, Ron, and then yes. Lydia. Briefly, please.
Very briefly. So the task force has already been established by the PNB. It does not need to be established again in a new motion. This is not to establish a task force. It's to approve or not the proposal that's proposed by our task force that has already been working. And we have been seeking input from GM, as is clearly stated in the current proposal as presented. So I don't think that, although Jan's points are well taken, I think they're already incorporated in the current text as presented. So I would not support the amendment.
So you could take out the first paragraph and the rest of it.
Jan, you do not have the floor. It's not going to be a back and forth. We have spent more than enough time on this matter. I heard from Paulina, now Ron, and then Lydia.
This is Ron. I concur with what Paulina said, and that's all I have to say.
Now, Mr. Reyes, you have 1 minute for conclusion.
Right. So when you
and then we're going to try to decide. Oh, I'm sorry, Lydia. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So Maria Avery Brown already represented the committee in a meeting that I set up last Friday with the PDs and the GMs, who none of them articulated any objections. They were giving recommendations. They seemed to be on board with everything. The way that we left it was to start taking suggestions for an executive producer. I think the idea, which I'm going to clarify in an email right now, is to have producers at each station, each unit actually, because we're including affiliates and archives, and then have an executive producer slash coordinator of all of these efforts so that it all comes to fruition. So that's already in the works. Everybody knows what is involved. Because of this and because of the other issues that the board has mandated in terms of programming, that I have requested fund drive dates and email blast dates so that mine don't overlap that I do on behalf of the national and so forth. And I've received a couple, but not all of them. And so that's where we are, is just to coordinate the effort. But we had a lengthy meeting, and Verna likened it to Peace Watch. It was an effort that was similar that she was involved with at the time that worked seamlessly back in the day, and it was the same thing where it's a rotating situation, so each day of the week would be a different station. So it's not the challenge that one might imagine. But it is, because of COVID-19, it's more of a challenge, of course. But we have certainly, as a network, risen to the occasion in our continued broadcasting, so I think we can do this as well. And it's very welcome, and I enthusiastically support it.
Chaz, okay, can I have that 1 minute?
You have
thank
one
you,
minute.
Chair. Thank you, Chair. And I'd like to thank everybody, and in particular, I'd like to thank Jan for taking the time and reviewing it and calling me and having the conversation. I'm definitely going to support the objection that Ron and Paulina have because for the sake of continuity. My mother always said, and you guys always know that I quote my mother because she's my salt. My mother always said that out of each challenge rises an opportunity. And this is a crisis. This is a challenge. We were challenged with the bylaws referendum that would have done away with what we're dealing with now, and here we are with some fresh additional branding for Pacifica, and I plead for the directors to please support this proposal, as we have garnered a lot of talent, both nationally and internationally. Heather has suggested many people internationally. I have people internationally, Fernando. So we have a world of talent that could jump on this and add the progressive radical agenda that Pacifica and its mission has always stood up for. And I think something like this, dealing with something like this, Lou Hill will be proud that you support something like this, because this is what we are supposed to be about. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, that was a long 1 minute, but I appreciate it. Now, what we have here is a question. Are there any objections to the elaborate motion that has been read by the motioner? Mr. Reyes, do I hear any objections? Hearing none, the motion passes. Honorable.
I'd like to thank all the directors for not objecting. Thank you, Chair.
Finally, we have now our final item on the open meeting agenda, and that's Ms. Nancy Thornton.
May I have a moment of personal privilege?
It's your personal privilege. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to request two other directors to join me in calling for an emergency meeting for next Thursday night. I need to post it tonight so we can handle the postponed motion, possibly, if needed. That was postponed by Nancy tonight. And also, I think we may need a closed session for a union.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'd like to join in calling for that emergency meeting.
Okay, will there be a second member?
Chair, Paulina, I would like to be recognized and joining for calling for that meeting as well.
I can post it now. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Lawrence and Paulina.
Okay, Nancy, you have the floor for the final item of the night. Set the date for the next mediation session. Thornton? Ms. Nancy Thornton? Are you with us?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, thank you. I would like to do this the way that you did it last time, Dwayne. I thought that was very clear and helpful, and I would like to call on everyone to find out what dates they are available, and I'm going to remove April 30th from the choices. I was going to have that, but since that's now not an option, if it's okay, I could call on everyone and ask them.
Well, as you recall, we actually had two dates stated, and they chose one or the other. So you choose the date, whether it will be the second Thursday in May or the third Thursday in May. They're not taken right now, but typically we have a standing meeting on the first Thursday in May.
Right. We have available May 14th, 21st, and 28th that are Thursdays in May.
Go for it.
Okay. Grace?
Anyone is okay with me.
Okay. Robin?
Any date is fine.
Chris?
Excuse me, can you state the dates again, Nancy? I'm sorry.
May 14th, May 21st, May 28th.
Okay. Thank you.
Chris?
Circle back to me, please. I'm looking at my calendar. Thank you.
All right. Vanessa?
Sorry, not the 28th. I usually have a work meeting on the last Thursday or the fourth Thursday or something. So the other should be fine.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to jump. This is the chair. I'm going to jump the stack since no one has stated a date. The 14th is preferred for me. Maybe okay. Others will join me. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Lyndon?
Don't care.
Okay. Jan?
Sadly, all of my Thursdays are devoted to Pacifica, so any day is fine.
Okay. Heather?
Sorry. Any day is fine with me as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Sabrina? Sabrina, are you still with us? I've got a train going by. I hope that's not too loud. I'll circle back to Sabrina as well. Wally?
Anyone's fine.
Okay, thank you. Ron?
No preference.
I'm sorry? I didn't catch that?
No preference.
No preference. Okay, thank you. Ralph?
Either or.
Okay. Sandra? Sandra, are you still with us?
She is not on the call.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence?
I make myself available whatever day. Thank you.
Okay. Sean?
All three are fine with me.
Okay. Eileen?
Yeah, I have no preference.
James?
No preference. All three are good.
Okay. Me, I guess all three. Alex is not on the call. Aki?
No preference.
Alina?
I'm with you guys. Any day is good. Whenever okay. Everybody can meet.
Okay. Tom?
No preference.
Okay. Okay, so the 14th has it. Oh, Chris, I'm sorry. I didn't circle back to Chris.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I would actually prefer the 14th. So that's okay. that date's good for me. Okay.
Okay. And Sabrina?
She's not on the call anymore either.
Oh, okay, thanks. And did you say...
Jim, I'll be recognized for notice.
Wayne?
Yeah. I said any.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, Wayne, I'll be recognized if I notice. To be recognized...
Go ahead, Nancy. You recognize me. This is your time.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Nancy. I'd like to notice a motion to bring out of the Finance Committee the motion from WBAI-LSB in regards to the subcarriers that was referred to Finance. I would like a report, and WBAI-LSB would also would like a report. Thank you. For next meeting. Chair.
That should be fine. I'm sorry. Can I have the floor for a second? Wayne?
No,
go ahead.
That's out of order right okay. now. That's going to have to come up after Nancy finished her item.
Okay, that's fine. We'll circle back on it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so and I think you said Sandra left the call?
She's not on here.
Okay.
Not on the list.
Okay. Okay, so of all of those, the 14th is the best. Okay, thank you, everyone. I know that date is okay with Monica. I will let her know.
Great.
I'm glad
that works. It keeps us fresh.
I hope it's good with Ramona too. If not, I'll let everybody know.
Okay, well, as you had it, so whatever date on Thursday, it appears to be okay with most, if not everyone. So you have the discretion to set it
okay.
any one yeah. of those Thursdays of May.
Okay, if both of them are only available on the 21st, then I will set it for then. But right now, I'll
okay.
set it. And so far, I'll let you all know.
Yeah, I asked the 14 because I want a couple of weeks off for the last part of May. Now, hopefully, that'll work for them. Now, Lawrence, I think it would be in order for you to state what you previously stated, and then, Chris, you can come behind him.
Thank you, Chair, for your decorum. I'd like to notice a motion. It may be mute after Chris speaks, that the motion from the WBAILSB on rental payments for all subcarriers come out of the Finance Committee. It was referred a couple of meetings ago, and I'm hoping that we could address this this issue because I've gotten emails from our people from WBAI requesting information on that. Thank you.
On you, Chris.
Okay. So it is on the agenda for the next NFC meeting. So this will be an item of discussion, and we'll get through it, and I will definitely report back, presumably for the emergency meeting, if there's time allowing for it. So, yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, Lawrence. No problem.
Okay. We did have scheduled an executive session. I don't believe we're going to go into executive session, so the chair does entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, excuse me, Jan Goodman, I have a motion that I would like to notice for next week.
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Go right ahead.
Oh, yes. On further reflection about Lydia's motion to, which we passed, to set a bylaws amendment schedule. There is actually, if the articles of incorporation need to be amended, we need to actually have articles of incorporation schedule and not a bylaw schedule. So I'd just like to notice a motion to retract that bylaw schedule and institute an articles of incorporation schedule for the next meeting.
Let me get a clarification from you, member.
Yes.
Because I'm not clear on what you just stated. Are you proposing a motion to reconsider? Are you
I guess that might be a good way to put it. A motion to reconsider the bylaw schedule and a motion to set an Articles of Incorporation amendment schedule.
Now, of course, that's two items, two actions.
Yes, two items.
I just want to know that are you attempting to reconsider the motion that's just been passed?
Correct.
This is Lydia, if I may.
Okay. Well, Lydia, hold on. I just wanted to make sure that the body, the membership, is clear that by her noticing this, obviously she will make only a majority requirement for the next meeting, since she is noticing it, that this is a motion to reconsider the IED's motion. And if you're clear on that,
yeah,
you have the right to do that. But I just want to put the body on notice. Now, Lydia, you have the floor.
Yeah, okay. There's confusion. I know there has to be an Articles of Incorporation ballot if I were to do it right now. That was not the idea, and it was to have a real bylaws amendment process that could have several bylaws, not just what the issue that I raised, which was not a vote on the Articles of Incorporation. It is to change the timeline that we have in the bylaws and the nature of Articles of Incorporation, so that instead of requiring a membership vote, that it would require the same criteria as the bylaws vote. I realize that that could trigger an Articles of Incorporation, a membership vote just to pass that bylaws. But this ballot is for several amendments, not just that one. However, they kind of overlap, including what you had just said about the necessity of articulating that you can only have two ballots or whatever in a year. And there's nothing to preclude us from moving forward with an Articles of Incorporation ballot as well. So that could be just a separate motion without rescinding the bylaws motion that was passed. So
you could still notice your articles of incorporation ballot in case the court does turn it down. That would be fine. And I'm suggesting that may or may not be necessary if we can first change the bylaws requirement, since it's not a CalCorp requirement to have the membership vote on the articles
okay.
of incorporation. But we probably won't, if you understand.
Okay. I don't want to litigate this matter again. I do want to ask and put on notice the parliamentarian that I won't ask the question now. Should I chair the next meeting, or if Alex chair the next meeting, I would like the parliamentarian. Are you here?
I'm here.
Sir, I would like to put you on notice that a question will be asked and a determination by the chair will be made based on your response to the question. Is Jan's motion in order, and is the interpretation of the motion that has been previously considered, in fact, what she claims? And that would be the question of whether it is a bylaw amendment, whether it's a simple amendment to the bylaws. And so I don't want to litigate that tonight. I want to give you an assignment. And if you need to get additional information, just put you on notice that there will be a ruling on that, so we don't take up 30 minutes or 40 minutes of our time relitigating something we've already passed.
Okay. Mr. Chair, this is Grace with a point of personal privilege.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I'd like to say that I am including Jan's motion to reconsider and the possibly putting forward a motion to consider an Articles of Incorporation amendment process, and I'm adding Jan to the call for the meeting, the open meeting next Thursday, if that's okay with you, Jan.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, very
good. Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian
cool,
would like
Mr.
to
Chair.
Say a word.
You have the floor, sir.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. The one thing I wanted to point out to the chair is that the motion to reconsider cannot go past the current meeting. That's number one. Number two, only the person who voted on the prevailing side can even make the motion to reconsider.
So we all, excuse me, Mr. Chair, may I be heard?
I think I know what you're to say is that there was no objection, so she would be on the prevailing side.
And what would be the proper motion to have it heard again next meeting?
The motion would, at the next meeting, would be to rescind something previously adopted, and based on whether that passed or failed, would be the replacement motion could be made.
Okay.
Would that require a 2/3 vote to rescind?
Yes.
If it's noticed a week ahead, does it still have to have a 2/3 vote? I don't think so.
So
I would like to put it on the calendar. I'm not sure that I really need it on there or want to make it, but I'd like to put it on the calendar in case I do, okay? Because there's a lot of moving parts in this, and I want to discuss it with Lydia and just, make sure that...
It's going to be a two-step march here.
Okay.
I would like for the parliamentarian to research the bylaws and for the parliamentarian to make a determination of whether this is a change to the bylaw, or what is required.
No, I would like to put on notice a motion to rescind the motion that was passed today, and also put on notice a motion to put on the calendar a timeline for a amendment to the Articles of Incorporation.
Mr. Parliamentarian, I have to appeal to you again for the sake of the membership to understand parliamentary procedures. Since we haven't adjourned at this point, And if we were, if the chair were to entertain Jan's motion to reconsider, and the motion failed, would she have the right to bring that motion forward again at any future meeting?
Oh, I don't want it to be heard today. I want it.
No, I'm not addressing you. I'm addressing the parliamentarian.
Oh, okay, sure. Sorry.
Yeah, well, as I said earlier, the motion to reconsider cannot go past this meeting. It would have to be a different motion at the next meeting. So to answer your question is, if they wanted to do that tonight, it would be motion to reconsider. If they wanted to do it sometime in the future, like, for instance, the next meeting, it would be a motion to rescind something previously adopted. That would be the name of the motion.
Parliamentary inquiry, Chair Lawrence.
All right. State your inquiry to the parliamentarian.
Mr. Tatum, good evening. Thank you for hanging in there. So my question is, as far as I recall, a motion to reconsider or a motion to rescind requires a 30-day notice. Am I in the ballpark?
No, that's not 30-day notice. A motion to reconsider can happen at the same meeting. So that doesn't, that's not 30 days. The motion to rescind, let me just finish. The motion to rescind only requires previous notice, and the previous notice can be given at the current meeting. The motion is not happening today. The motion is being noticed to happen at the next meeting.
Ron, with your application.
Go ahead, Ron.
Mr. Tim, I thought I heard you also say that motion to rescind or reconsider would have to be proposed by someone who voted in favor of the original motion. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct.
And if that request were to be made at a future meeting, it would still have to be made by someone who voted in favor of the motion. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct, because the motion to reconsider cannot be made at a future meeting at all, period. The motion to reconsider can only be made at this current meeting.
Okay, so the motion to rescind can be done at the next meeting, but that person has to be someone who voted in favor.
No, it does not. Good question. No, it doesn't.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Ron, are you finished?
Yeah, I'm done. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my concern, members of the body, is that if we don't deal with this now, we're going to spend a whole lot of time next week relitigating something that we've already decided. And I would suggest that someone make the motion to reconsider so we can dispense of this one way or another. And if the member then decides that he or she wants to bring a new motion forward, then I think that would be well spent time. Otherwise, I see some wasted time next week.
Mr. Chairman,
may I be heard on this?
May I add one more?
The parliamentarian?
Yeah, I would just add another thing. I wanted everybody to remember that the motion to reconsider means that you want to vote over again. Keep that in mind, because if you vote over again, it's a possibility that the vote could turn out the same way, or it could turn out that the motion is defeated. I just want you to keep that in mind.
But for clarity purposes, and then Dan, I'll get to you. For clarity purposes, if in fact this motion is reconsidered tonight, and it is in fact passed again, can it be brought up in a future meeting?
Not by the motion to reconsider, no. But a motion to rescind would be in order at a future meeting.
Okay. Now, Jan, I'm going to give you the floor, but I'm going to ask you to consider what has been said for the sake of spending time well spent. whether you want to bring a new motion forward as opposed to this business of reconsidering a motion that's already passed. You have the floor.
I do not want to spend one more moment talking about reconsidering it today. I would like to have the time to look at, you know, what's involved. So I do not want it to be today. I may not want it to be heard next week, but thank you.
Okay, we appreciate that. I think we're very clear now from the initial statement that you made. And I go back to my original plea. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Jan Goodman.
Your time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. Good night.
Good night. Yeah. Good night, Dwayne. Thank you,
Dwayne.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.